Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on all the ways to use sound and vibration to heal every issue and get high. That's all. We're just going to go through the whole perspective. So our intention is that you might be able to heal whatever you have going on and access higher states of consciousness where you're at peace more than anything. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about something happening here at the Institute. We've got our open house coming up a week from tomorrow, which is the 14th. Let's see here. So it's Sunday, January 14th from 1 to 5. It's how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be putting people on sound lounges and doing a lot of heart-opening meditations. So you can RSVP at david@soundhealingcenter.com. It's or call me 415-777-2486 to RSVP. And that's in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We also have our next semester starting here in person on January 17th. It's 3.5 months at the Institute, and the other half is online, 6 months online. And you can find that at, actually, you could just go to globesoundhealing.com, and that will get you straight to the classes. There's also individual classes. You don't have to take the whole program as well. You can also do the whole program online, and that actually starts this Tuesday, January 9th. It's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday 10 to 1 Pacific time. And again, it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and how to make this a career. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we teach a full range of techniques and skills to be able to open up your own practice or work in different therapies or even hospitals these days. So that's starting online January 9th. We also have a recording program starting again March 5th. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing with any digital audio workstation. I use my whole visual system, which I wrote a book with called The Art of Mixing, and it's the number one selling book in the world in audio recording. Also, if you do a search for Art of Mixing, you'll find a video that I did. It's got 3 million views. It's when I got a big mustache from 1990. It's very psychedelic. It's very cool. And although we're going to take down that version and put up a new version here soon, we've also got a digital audio workstation we're creating. We have a prototype working in the Oculus in 3D, so you can reach up and grab spheres of sound and control them in the mix. So you can find that also at Globe Sound Healing, or just globerecording.com will straight take you straight to the recording classes. That's only online. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. The next training is actually Sunday, February 18th, 8 to 10 a.m. Or you can get a treatment as well for $85, where we find out exactly what's wrong with you. We're looking for what notes are missing in your voice. The research that was done was to find missing notes when you speak for different issues. So there was like a ton of research done in hospitals and therapy centers. So we have a whole chart of notes and such that are missing. We'll talk a little bit about that in today with all the different techniques. We also do the brainwave assessment, and we have the software we sell as well, where we can find your note, your rhythm, and give you CDs tuned to your brain. And delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, theta for our alpha for learning and sports, beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and then gamma for blissing out. And it's way better when it's tuned to you. So if you've been listening to binaural beats on YouTube or anywhere, there's a 1 in 12 chance that it's tuned to you. So we play each of the 12 notes and get it tuned to you. So You can find the software at yourhomenote.com. We also have our Medical Sound Association with a full range of treatment plans for different issues. We have everything from dementia to anxiety, depression, grief. They're very detailed because we now have over 900 doctors and sound therapists working on these treatment plans, and they're really effective. If you just go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find all of the information for the school under Globe Institute, or you can go to our store where we've got a ton of instruments and technologies. We've got a full range of crystal bowls. We've got over 100 CDs and videos and tuning forks. We also have all of our sound lounges and sound vibroacoustic items. We've got sound lounges, sound tables. We've got sound pillows and dolphins and belts that vibrate you into bliss and get rid of pain really well. So that part is actually, if you can go straight to soundloungecenter.com, but the store is at soundoflove.com. It's where everything is. And then you can also go to our Sound Education Association, where we have over 500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're looking at taking this into governments around the world. What else? Oh, we have our Sound Treatment Center. So we're about to launch this week the Sound Treatment Center, where we have a ton of different practitioners ready to go with really good quality sound. So you can get a one-on-one treatment and choose who you would like to actually get a treatment with. It's really effective because it's in stereo and it's just the best quality of sound. So that's at soundtreatmentcenter.com. If you happen to be a practitioner, you can also sign up as a practitioner and we'll train you on how to use the mics and everything. Okay. Soundtreatmentcenter.com. And we also have treatments at the Institute here in Sausalito as well, where you can do live treatments. And that's at the soundtherapycenter.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to all our different stuff because we got a lot going on. Right? So let's look at all the different ways to do healing. Really, when you're working with frequencies and vibration and such, there's really two parts to it. The first step is to find the frequency of either what's wrong or find the frequency of what's right. And if you've been listening to our podcast here, you know it's a little more than just the frequency. There's combinations of frequencies that you could find, which are called a timbre. So it might not just be a frequency, it might be a whole range of frequencies, but it could even be a musical flow through one of the 11 medical systems through the body. So it's about finding what's right or finding what's wrong to break it up. So that's the first step. Now, the second step is after you find what's right or wrong, what do you do? Right? So we're going to go through a whole range of techniques, all the possibilities in the universe for actually resonating what's right or breaking up what's wrong. Right? That's all. We're just going through every possible technique there is that anyone's ever come up with so far as I know. I've been around a bit. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about the techniques for actually finding what's right or wrong. Okay. So let's start with finding what's wrong, what's called the bad frequencies. Actually, this is for both, for finding bad and good and bad. One of the things that I've talked about a lot is actually doing a frequency sweep. Now, you could actually just go and find the frequency of your chest cavity where it vibrates the most. All right, let me show you. So right there, my hand to my chest, I can feel my chest vibrating the most. Ooh, actually right there. Ooh. That's called the resonant frequency of my chest cavity, right? And you can do that for different organs, for different chambers in the body. And the deal is, when you find what that frequency is, that can resonate it into its healthy state. In fact, there's good research that shows that when you find the resonant frequency of any part of the body, by transmitting that frequency to that part of the body, it actually will resonate it into a healthy state, even at the cellular level, right? So that's very cool. But there's a lot of things you can't feel when you go up and down in frequency. So often you have to do it intuitively. So you can do wee and find, let me find the frequency of my kidneys. That's what I come up with when I listen for the frequency of my kidneys. It's like there's a little fairy that goes, there it is, right? Or you get that intuitive feeling that this is it. Right. And if you practice a bit, you can get really good at it. Right? And this is like a way you can totally heal every part of the body if you just believe in it. The number one thing that will stop you is your belief system. But if you believe it can, you can find it, then it can totally work. Right? So that's the frequency sweep. And when I was in Egypt, I did frequency sweeps to find the frequency of all the chambers. Because when you hit its frequency, it's like when you're in the shower. You hit the frequency of the shower between the parallel walls in the shower, and it gets louder. It's like, whoop! Let me turn on my sound so you can hear me here. Okay. Original sound. Okay. So then it's like, whoop! Right? It gets way louder when you hit that resonant frequency. But after, when I was in Egypt, after doing that in every room, I got really good where I could walk into the room and I could hear the echoes and immediately go to its resonant frequency. So right now, I can actually, I don't even have to do a frequency sweep. I can go right to the frequency of my adrenals. One hint is, the smaller the chamber or the actual object, the higher the frequency. The larger, the lower the frequency. It's basic physics, right? So you can intuitively, you can get to the point where you just go right to it. You don't even have to do a frequency sweep. Now, you can also do muscle testing or a pendulum. And we've done this a lot at the school. With muscle testing, you can have one person push down on your hand. You could do the two fingers and loop them and try and pull apart. You could do fingers and try to keep it from opening up with your other fingers. You could even stand on your heels and see if you can balance, right? There's a lot of different, if you go on YouTube, you'll see tons of techniques for muscle testing. Well, one way to find a frequency is you can actually say, okay, you could just play the notes first. You could just play the 12 notes on a keyboard. I've actually done it where I had this guy who couldn't pee. So we actually pulled up a visual of the bladder on the internet. And then I played each of the 12 notes while doing muscle testing and found the note that made him the strongest. Right? And then I gave him a song in the key of P. And he was able to pee after that as well. It's incredible, right? So that's one way. Also, Jeffrey Thompson, I actually saw him. He had a student that his vertebrae was out. And he muscle tested each of the notes on the keyboard. And then when he got the right note for that vertebrae, he simply barely touched it and was able to do an adjustment. It's very cool. Now, if you want to get more detailed to find the actual frequency, it takes a little more time because there's a lot of frequencies instead of just 12 notes. So what you could do is you could actually say, okay, is this frequency above 1,000 hertz? And then muscle test, right? And then is this frequency It's that maybe you get a note, right? And then you say, okay, is it between 500 and 1,000? And then you test, and it says yes. So it's okay. Is it between 500 and 750, right? And you say no. Okay, is it between 750 and 800, right? You just keep calling it down until you get the precise frequency. You can do the same with a pendulum. Some people are really good at pendulums, right? Where you hold the pendulum and you say, "Give me a no," and it will swings a certain way. And you say, "Okay, give me a yes," and hopefully it goes the other way, right? And then you can test and say, "Okay, is the frequency above or below above 1,000 hertz?" Yes. Okay, is it between 1,000 and 5,000? And you keep zoning in until you get the precise frequency. That can be very cool, if especially if you're a little intuitive. So muscle testing or a pendulum can be very helpful. Now, while we're talking about this, you can also do a tambor sweep. Again, there are frequencies of organs, higher or lower, based on size, but there are also a combination of frequencies that make up a certain chord that make up that organ. So every organ is made up of actually not just one frequency, it's made up of a ton of frequency. For example, the heart is made up of the chambers, they have their frequency. It's made up of the materials, the muscles, the nerves, all the different materials in the heart. It's also, even the blood's got its own frequency, right? So there's all these different frequencies in the heart, not to mention the cellular level, and then also the actual atomic level. So there's all these different, and it's, so there's a whole combination of frequencies that make up a chord. And when you find that combination of frequencies, it's even more effective than finding just the one frequency, because now you've got its whole signature, the thing that makes it up completely. It's every component, right? And then you could try different timbres, which a timbre is like a vowel. So it's like, is your heart more an ooh, or is it more an ah? Is it more e, or is it more a, right? And so, and I've actually met people that have mapped out the timbre of every organ in the body, and that's really cool. So then you can find its tonality and play its combinations of frequencies to it. You can also find the actual, ultimately, the actual flows through the system, which is really a matter of finding the frequencies or notes first, and then you just got to know the rhythm. And now you got the song of that medical system, whether it's the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the nervous system, all the different medical systems in the body. It's interesting to think that your blood is playing a song as it goes through your body. So technically, there's like all the different cells that are carrying, or the muscles that are carrying the blood, but there's the blood itself. So it's like a river. If you think of a river as a bunch of notes at every spot on the river, it's almost infinite. It's like analog. And then you're actually got, and it's flowing at a specific tempo, a specific rate. It's got a specific beat because of the heart as well. When we find all of that, we can actually map out the song of the blood flow through the heart, not to mention all of the song through the nervous system, of the electricity, the song through all the different parts of the body. Okay. Now, another way to go about this is there are frequency charts. You can just look it up, right? Although the problem is, as I've talked about, no one agrees with anybody on anything, but still, it doesn't mean that it's not right, it's not effective. So here's a chart from actual cymatherapy. Oh, actually, I'll show you this one first. Here's a chart of a full range of frequencies for different issues or different organs, for adrenals, kidneys, liver, bladder, and these from all different sources. Worth a try, right? Totally worth a try. And I've actually used them when I had appendicitis. I was using the colon frequencies, and the intestine frequencies, playing them on my body completely. So there's charts that are out there. If you go to electroherbalism.com, you'll find tons of chart frequency charts for different parts of the body. But we also have voice analysis chart that we was talking about earlier. These correspond different notes to different organs, and that's when you have too much or too little of that note in your system, based in your voice, actually. So there's corresponding notes to organs as well. All right. So there's also, let me show you the cymotherapy. This is one of many charts. Cymotherapy's frequencies were created by Peter Guy Manners, who actually got some of them from the Germans after the war, because he was a doctor before the war in Germany. And then he went back and got a bunch of frequencies from some horrible research they did. But and then he also had a device that he tested them. And it's the center frequency here. So the center frequency is the actual frequency of that organ, or if it's a disease, the what would heal it. And then there's these algorithms where they got the other four frequencies on the left and right. So there's a whole chart of frequencies that he came up with that a lot of people use, and we use as well, that are shockingly effective, really shockingly effective, especially for pain as well. So you could just look up charts. There's also, if you go to Qigong, look up Qigong sounds. There's a whole range of different syllables that for different organs. In fact, Master Shah has an entire book of different syllables for every organ you could imagine. It's very cool, right? So, I mean, it's really kind of crazy that we're not testing all of these in hospitals and research centers to figure out exactly which one of these are really working for different people. Right? The big problem, as I keep mentioning, though, is it's different, a little different from person to person. But we should have a range where we know for the liver, the frequencies and the timbres are from here to here, right? And then we can zone on in on it when we use a assessment device like an electron microscope and get it really precise for that person even. Things are about to change around here big time. Okay, so that's using voice analysis and the frequency charts. Now you can also use galvanic skin response, which is like a lie detector. You connect it to the finger and it shows you when there's more tension or less tension in your system. It's not super refined, although I've used it. I mean, I've used it to see whether somebody likes crystal bowls or a drum. And you can see quite clearly where one makes the person a little more stressed and one makes them more relaxed. So there are devices like that you could use. You could even use very detailed medical devices. I mean, MRI is finding the frequency electromagnetically of every part of the body. That's what it does, right? So you could totally use MRI. The only problem is MRI could kill you. Right, so we need devices that don't kill you, and there are devices now that do that, including the Raman spectroscopy and some other light microscopes as well. There's other devices. I mean, we have the nutrienergetics device that is similar to the QXI and Zyto that will actually scan different organs and give you a readout, medical readout of what's going just by on with you just by putting your hand on a pad. We also have, there's the Asaira that actually sends electronic signals through to each cell in the body and checks how much water is in that cell, and that's a good sign of how healthy the cell is. Right? And that gives you a 30-page medical readout as well. There's Curlian photography and GDV, which is way more detailed than Curlian. It gives you a whole readout of your whole aura and electromagnetic field around you. So these can be really cool, worth trying out. There's also gematria and numerology, where you can actually find the frequency and or the name of the organ or the name of the disease and change it to actual numbers. And there's one of our instructors is really into numerology, and he says that every single cure for cancer in the medical field breaks down when you change the letters to numbers and add them together, they all break down to a nine. That's just wackadoodle. That's unbelievable, right? I mean, that's just the chances of that are just crazy. So, I'm not a baby tosser. I'm not throwing any babies out with the bathwater. Who knows? Maybe numerology. I mean, everybody's using solfeggio frequencies for healing right now. Those are totally based on numerology, right? So, they took the Bible and changed the letters to numbers, and that's how they got the frequencies. You could just use trial and error, especially with medical devices hooked up. You know, there's another thing you could do is go to a whole bunch of psychics and see what they say for different frequencies, and then go into the hospital and use these medical devices and test and see if they're right. Maybe they're right, right? Kind of save a lot of time since there's 20,000 frequencies, not even counting decimal points, right? And there's like a gazillion timbres or sounds. There's a gazillion musical flows. I mean, it's like hard to test everything because there's so much of it, right? So those are for finding good or bad frequencies. Then we got for just finding good frequencies, you could use a heart monitor and look for heart coherence. Heart coherence is when your heart goes up and down in a smooth S curve, right? And heart monitors show that very clearly. So when you're in the zone, then you can say, okay, that's it. Right? That's cool. But, you know, a lot of things don't put you in the zone, and it's not very specific. So, I mean, we can also use heart monitors to find your rhythm, the rhythm of your metabolism, and we're creating a device that will do exactly that. So that can be cool to find your actual metabolism rhythm and tune the actual music to that rhythm and octavize it up until it becomes a note and tune the key of the song to you as well. Also, in Chinese medicine, a lot of people take your pulse. I don't even know how to do it. I have no idea how it works. But it's like they're looking for a coherent pulse for different organs, right? And that can be a cool assessment system. But then the final one here is to simply measure the organ or measure the part of the body. Because mathematically, I was a physics major, there's a very specific mathematical formula based on size, thickness, density, and if there's any tautness, like a string, then that as well. That tells you the precise frequency of something. This is not rocket science to find it. Only problem is to do it when it's inside the body, right? But you could easily do it, find the size of an organ when it's outside the body and get a range. And it's kind of crazy that we just don't have that full range of frequencies for all of the different organs in the body. Right. So those are all the ways we could find a frequency. Now let's talk about the ways we work with those frequencies once we find them. Right. So before that, I want to play a song though. Just kind of a random song here that I don't think I've played hardly at all. And this is called Fatigue. I did this for Massachusetts General Hospital for the Integrative Therapy Department. And it's just one of my favorite. I really like it. So see how this feels. Notice how peaceful and still it gets at the end. This is Fatigue. Okay, let's continue here. One idea for once you find a frequency of the bad things is use the homeopathy concept. Homeopathy, the way it works is they actually find the material or I guess say material, the stuff of what's wrong. And then they have you take that and it resonates what's wrong in your system, and your system goes, oh, there it is, and it kicks in its natural healing response to heal it. That's the basis of most homeopathy. So you could actually, if once you find the frequency of something, you don't even have to break it up very much. I mean, you can totally just resonate it, and basically you're basically recognizing it, right? And just noting it's there, because often what happens, our system hides things. You know how it is. I know it's like when I get a massage sometimes, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize I had so much stress there. I didn't even, it's kind of, it was hidden, right? So that's the cool thing. So in this second technique, you can meet it, and then you could even break it up with sound, like a chaotic vibration. Ah! Right? Could be used to break it up. Another way to break it up, things up, is binaural beats. We had an instructor who had breast cancer, and she actually found the frequency of her breast tumor and then went up and down, above and below it, to break it up. And that's basically binaural beats, because when you find a frequency of something and go off pitch a little bit, it creates a difference frequency, which is a really low frequency with a really low wavelength that will explode a cancer cell. It's exactly how they explode a wine glass by singing to it on YouTube. You can see where they go up and they do a vibrato, right? And they find the frequency of the glass, and then they go off pitch a little bit back and forth, and that breaks the glass. That's how they actually break glasses is. So that can be very cool for breaking up things, even getting rid of cancer. You can also meet it and transform it. So if you find its frequency, I could do it with an emotion. So here's a stuck emotion. Ah, I slowly transform it. Oh, into beauty, into peace. Right? So you can't even do that in the body. You can meet the frequency of the cell and slowly transform it to a healthy cell. Then there's destructive resonance. This is what Anthony Holland is doing with cancer right now. He's got 15 different frequencies that will explode 15 different types of cancer 80% of the time. And he's simply finding the resonant frequency of the cancer cells and turning the volume up. And that's the exact same thing they do with kidney stones. Find a frequency and turn it up. That's very cool. Very cool. There's also phase cancellation. Phase cancellation is a little hard to explain. It's actually where you find the frequency of something, and whenever you have a sound wave, you've got the up part of the wave and the down part of the wave, which is technically compressed air and spaced out air. Where if you take a sound that's the opposite, spaced out air and compressed air, and you put the compressed air together with the spaced out air, it will actually cancel out that sound and you won't hear anything. Just a total trip, right? You got two speakers going in and out, one going out and in, one going in and out, and you don't hear anything. Well, you can actually do that for issues in the body. You can actually find its opposite frequency and cancel it out with phase cancellation. Oh my God. I know a company that actually had some treatments where they did exactly that. Reciprocal frequencies is also a trip. It's where you find the frequency of something and then you put one over that frequency and then octavize it up to a different frequency. Some people, I don't understand how it works, but a lot of people are really into it. That's how they found the frequency of the planets. They take the number of seconds that it takes for the planet to go around the sun, and then they put one over it and octavize it up. Octavize means double, 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 right? And they get a frequency. And I know people that use those reciprocal frequencies for healing, right? But then you can also find frequencies of what's right. You can just, as we talked about, resonate it at its resonant frequency, and it gets healthy, right? That's the new medicine right there. Find the frequency of what's right in every single cell and organ and part of the body, and just resonate it into its frequency, healthy frequency, right? The other is to just meet and recognize. But now, instead of resonating what's wrong, we're talking about resonating what's right. So you're simply going, okay, here's the healthy frequency. You don't even have to vibrate it into its frequency. You just show it. So which means you could do it at a really soft volume and just get that into the body. It's like a homeopathy effect, where you just do it really low volume and softly. Okay, or you can find the frequency that's the remedy. Right, that's what we do with a voice analysis. We're actually finding what's missing. Okay, then you could just skip all of this and go right to the person's soul frequency. What we do is we play each of the 12 notes and 12 rhythms and find out which one makes you the most peaceful. And that note or rhythm is where your body is at rest. And when your body is at peace and at rest, that's when all organs go into alignment. Good research on this. It's when your immune system works the best. Of course, your immune system is going to work the best when you're at peace. It's also where you're the most creative. Peace is the deal for creativity. And it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. Right? So also, that's like the rhythm of the body. But I always feel that your soul frequency must be where you're at peace in your body. And so if that's true, then finding your soul frequency or the rhythm of your body, which is your soul frequency, will connect you to your soul purpose, where all templates of perfection are stored. Right? And that's connected to Source, which knows the whole deal. I mean, Source knows what you need. You don't even know. You don't even need to know yourself. Right? So that's another way to go, is to find what's right in you. Find your rhythm where you're at peace. Again, we do that by playing each of the 12 rhythms and testing you to see which one is the most peaceful. We're creating a software, actually an app, that will do that with EKG and EEG here very soon. In fact, we're just talking with someone today about creating that and blasting it off. Okay. Then you could just skip the whole thing and just go to love. Just resonate love, light, joy. Just do joy. Resonate more joy. Gratitude. Why? Just focus on gratitude and bring that energy in. Or you can go straight to spirit and source. And when you make a sound of any of these, gratitude, compassion, love, joy, spirit, it makes it stronger in your field. And then it's even more powerful. So sound with an emotion is incredible. So I highly recommend that. And that can totally, I mean, love's the best healer there is, right? There's no better healer than love. Just make the sound of love. Or joy. Right? Or just do compassion for yourself. Right? Higher emotions are one of the best healers. And then if you just connect Source, if you can open up Source, which I see as all frequencies, There's nothing better. I mean, there's nothing better than bringing in source. God knows what to heal, what you need, right? Don't have to figure anything out. And one of the best ways to do that is to tune into multiple things at once. If you tune into multiple frequencies, like multiple sounds in a mix, sparkles on the water, multiple harmonics in even a bowl, I mean, just multiple things at once, that will take you into the theta state where you are when you're one with the universe. That's one technique or portal to get there. And then there's balancing all frequencies. This is what we're talking about with the voice analysis. Voice analysis is not about finding the frequency of one part of the body or anything. It's finding the balance of all the frequencies. When we do the voice analysis, we're looking for, let's see, I've got a picture of it actually here. We're looking for, oh, maybe not, I have to pull it up here. This is voice analysis harmony. We're looking for what frequencies are missing in your voice when you speak. And we get a chart that shows what frequencies are too low or too high. And here's an example of one of the charts, right? And then we give you a CD in the key of what's missing or too low. And then you listen to it and tone along with it or go on the sound table, and it will bring that frequency back in. So it's just like vitamin therapy. If you don't have a vitamin, right, you find the vitamin that's missing, you take it, now you got a balance of all frequencies or all vitamins in your system. And when you have that balance, that's when energy flows again and the healing happens. So balancing all frequencies is a very cool technique. Then there's the homeopathy concept. That's just different than it's called the elementals. Instead of finding what's wrong in your system, which is what most homeopathy is, you find what's right. I remember when my homeopath first did this. It was like, oh my God, it grounded me. I just felt so peaceful and so in my body, right? It was just incredible. So again, the overview here is you can either focus on what's wrong and try and break it up or transform it, which can be cool, right? But some people feel that's like the warfare method. Whereas there's other people that feel, oh, let's only focus on what's right, and then the wrong will fall away. I think it's nice to do both. In fact, my favorite technique is to start with what's right, like an invocation. So we go, okay, let's bring in source and spirit and such like this. And then let's focus on what's right and break it up. And then resonate what's right again. So that becomes the norm in your system. That's it. The energy of what's right is the whole deal. Hold that energy, at least for an hour or so, for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. May it be so. Thanks for listening, and take care.